producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What a good idea that is. Just give me a holler. I think this is still sort of on the QT news, but we have a new affiliate in no less than New York City. And you guys are hearing me live, which we love, which means that I should say the phone number slowly and carefully. Officially, I think, in terms of the ribbon cutting, I don't know where they cut. When you do a radio station, you probably do a wire cutting, right? An antenna thumping or something. I don't know, you don't do a ribbon per se. At any rate, the official grown up, you know, we're going to make a big fuss about date is Monday. But for those of you who have discerned that I'm actually here, good for you. And let me tell you the phone number slowly and carefully. And I am live, which is great. It's 855-99, and then you can either do Dr. Joy, which is just D-R-J-O-Y, or if you're a straight numbers person, it's 855-993-7569, 855-993-7569, and if that number somehow eludes you, it doesn't exactly roll off the tongue, although Dr. Joy is pretty cool. You can just go to drjoy.com, and it's all there for you in both iterations, alrighty? So there you go. 855-993-7569. Today is a curious event day. What would a curious event be?
I guess it's all in the eye of the beholder, isn't it?
I guess so. Curious event. What would a curious event? I'm just trying to think. So the idea being that it's about questioning and curious minds. It encourages you to hold some kind of event that's piqued one's curiosity. Which I guess means under a tent. Nobody's certain exactly why it came up. There's no factual information that anybody could have. But there you go. And supposedly, if you're really into this, the recipe of the day has to do with caramel apples. This one sounds like a more made-up than usual kind of day. But, right? I mean, all of them sound, let's face it, all of them sound kind of somebody's trying to put out a greeting card or something. But I'm going to amend this. I'm going to make an executive decision. It's not a curious event day. It's a curiosity day. All right? So you're allowed to ask other people questions that ordinarily would be considered kind of buttinsky or rude. I'm not sure that includes me. I have to figure this out as I go along. But you're allowed to indulge your curiosity today. All right, so it's not, we're going to make it National Curiosity, not Curious Events, which seems much more feasible. National Moldy Cheese Day seems very feasible. It reminds me of a line from The Odd Couple. It's either very old cheese, or very new cheese, or very old steak.
Ugh.
I know.
Gross.
Makes you want to eat neither. It's World Egg Day, which seems to me you should make World Egg Day on the vernal equinox, because that's supposedly the day that you can stand an egg on its end and it will stay
right
up.
I never did try that.
It's too late. Yeah, it's too late.
Too late for me.
And World Post Day. I don't know. Does that have anything to do with the post office?
Mail and such.
Okay. Actually, I got something from the post office, which I don't understand. They said, if you just, you can go to uspostalservice.com. And I already knew about that. Do you know about that for mailing packages? It's really great. You can go to a website and you can print a label and you can pay with your credit card and print out the label, you put it on your package, and they will come and pick it up and you don't have to go to the post office, which
nice.
Is fantastic. That's great.
That is fantastic.
Yeah. So I knew about that, but they sent me something saying, if you do this, you get 9 free stamps, which is, you know, $4 worth of stamps, right?
Right.
Stamps are like 45 cents, so it's about $4. In fact, it's, what, $4.05? But they're not sticky. Or you can print them out, but if they're not sticky, what difference does it make?
We just tape them on there, I imagine.
Well, yeah, but I've taped stamps on there because the stickiness has gone away, sure. And the post office returns them. At least
really?
I have a really hostile mailman. I admit that.
Hmm.
He writes nasty letters on top of my stuff saying, because I had a whole bunch of stamps. One of them I'd put on, I was mailing something to somebody and they came by and picked it up and it was heavy. So there was like a couple dollars worth of stamps on it. And what I should have done, which would have been much smarter, but I wasn't thinking, was instead of taking the stamps off, I should have left the stamps on the envelope and just changed the label. But I wasn't thinking clearly, so I just cut out the stamps. And besides, there are very few things that I mail that are that heavy, so I thought I would just divvy them up in other things that I mail. And my hostile postman, and you know, it wasn't covering the stamp, because apparently if your tape covers the stamp, then you can peel the tape off and use the stamp again. So it was very careful that it didn't do that. It was just around the edges. And I've actually tried putting a little loop of Scotch tape on so that the stamp itself adheres but isn't covered. He won't let... I mean, he has a thing for me.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Did you
slight
this individual in any way that you are...
Not that I know of. I'm
sorry,
obviously have.
Not.
Yeah. He's... You know, and I thought about if he comes while I'm on the air, I just sort of go down and say, "Hi, what's going on here? How come? What have I done to offend you?" All right. At any rate, in 768, Charlemagne and Carloman won. Now I don't know who Carloman is. I know who Charlemagne is. Were crowned kings of the Franks. So there you go. I guess in separate ceremonies. In 1604, a supernova. 1604, the most recent supernova to be observed in the Milky Way. So it's good that we haven't had any supernovas anytime recently. I mean, if you figure that's 411 years, that's a while since we've had a supernova. I think supernovas would probably scare the living daylights out of us.
That'd be cool, though.
It would be cool, as long as it didn't crash into the Earth or something like that. As I said, one of the things that NASA is planning for is to smash a space capsule into an asteroid just to see what would happen. I mean, there's part of me, I mean, that should be a curious event day, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Because people are concerned that asteroids, you know, that an asteroid could come and essentially end life on the planet, smack into the Earth. I mean, there have been movies about it, and it certainly hasn't happened, but the idea is that it could, in theory, just in terms of statistically possible. So they're trying to figure out ways of combating it. So one of the ideas is to figure out how big the payload would have to be to smack into an asteroid and divert it, and how far away and stuff like that, which I think would be kind of fun. I mean, it does sound to me that you're playing, it's kind of like Russian roulette with the planet. Maybe it's not as much fun as I thought, but I mean the scientist part of me thinks, well, that'd be kind of cool. Let's see what it takes. Not to mention there is, you know, it's one of those things. One summer I worked in a bridal salon. Not the bridal salon. Yeah, the gift salon, the gift registry for the bridal gift registry is what I'm trying to tell you. So that for the May company, and it had fine china and crystal, and my job, because everybody else was on commission and they were amused that I was, you know, energetic and helpful, and because it was taking away commissions, which it took me about a couple weeks to figure out because they were going to murder me, so they put me in the stock room. But that meant that I got to inspect this really expensive crystal and china when it came in. And if there were any sort of minor kind of defects, you had to smash it. And guess who got to smash it? And I don't really view myself particularly as a destructive human being. But there is something about smashing a really expensive anything. I mean, if you just take a piece of, like, crockery, right, from, I don't even know where you get cheap crockery anymore. Let's say from IKEA. I know I like IKEA, but it's... And you just smash it. I mean, okay, that's kind of fun, except then you have to clean it up. But let me tell you, a piece of fine bone china or really expensive crystal, I mean, they shatter completely differently. For the first time in my life, I understood why people would throw a brick through a window. There is something about it. And I didn't have to clean it up. Well, actually, I did, but I was being paid to clean it up, so it didn't feel the same. But there is something about smashing things that... Never mind. So smashing an asteroid does appeal to me. I don't think they're going to put me on the project. What can I tell you? In 1635, do we all know who Roger Williams was, who wasn't the composer? He was banished from the Massachusetts Bay Colony as a dissident after he spoke out against punishments for religious offenses and giving away Native American land. Off he went to Rhode Island.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to tell you about a new product from ProPure. It's a fruit-infused water filter pitcher. This is like no other water filter pitcher on the market today. Not only does it allow you to put your favorite fruits and veggies into its easy-to-access fruit infusion tube, it also uses ProPure's lab-tested filter that removes harmful chemicals and contaminants, including the dreaded fluoride. You know I love water, and now that ProPure has a pitcher that makes my water healthier to drink and yummy, I couldn't be more excited. If you want to have drinking water that not only takes out the harmful chemicals in tap water, but also want the option of infusing your water naturally, go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, that's drjoy.com, now to get yours today. The average household drinks $35 a week worth of soft drinks. This water pitcher only costs $79.95. So not only will you be saving money, you'll also drink healthier for you and your family. So go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, and start today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
About what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. Today is kind of an interesting day in history in terms of, you got Rhode Island founded. This is also the day that the Collegiate School of Connecticut was founded, which you don't really care about except it's now Yale. You may not care about even them. Washington Monument opened to the public in 1888 on this day. You ever been to? Have you ever been to Washington?
No, I have not.
You should go. It's amazing. I mean, first of all, because you're a U.S. citizen, in fact, you don't even have to be a citizen, that all the museums, with very few exceptions, the Spy Museum and the News Museum are not. You have to pay to get into those, but almost all the rest, all the Smithsonian you can get into for free. And I mean, being able to go to some of the world's best museums for free is really great. And they have wonderful gift shops where the stuff is really pretty reasonably priced as well. The generators at Boulder Dam began to generate electricity from the Colorado River and transmit it 266 miles to Los Angeles, which the Boulder Dam became the Hoover Dam in 1936. And as someone said to me when I was living in California, they said, you can't understand California, the history of California, until you understand the history of water. And that's really true, that the Northern California has it, and Southern California needs it, and it all comes from almost all of it comes from out of state. So, very interesting. I mean, and it's in some ways it's the model for the world, because water is going to be one of the things that we should be worrying about very at this very moment, which we some of us do. In 1824, slavery was abolished in Costa Rica, which is pretty impressive because it took the United States what another 40-some years. Thank you very much. In 1981, this is pretty interesting, capital punishment was abolished in France. And think about that. No capital punishment. And this is the home of the guillotine, right? Let them eat cake, clump. So that's pretty impressive. Almost as impressive, the Phantom of the Opera received its first performance in London in 1986. It is still running here. I mean, think about that. It's 30 years later, 29 years later. I think it may surpass Cats as the longest running musical at some point. May or have already done it. I was not in New York when it opened. I didn't live here. But my mother came to visit me, I don't know, a couple of years ago, and I had not seen it. So you can only get press tickets to things before they open, not or when they change cast. Sometimes. So I actually called up Andrew Lloyd Webber's company to get tickets. I had to pay for them, and they were expensive. And I called on my mom and said, if you miss that ticket, or if you miss that plane, you die. Because, no, I didn't threaten her that much, but I said, don't miss the plane, because I was going to go pick her up at the airport and take her directly to the theater. But it was worth every cent of it. When that chandelier comes swooping down, and if you're sitting in the seats that we were sitting in, it nearly smacks you in the head. And it was really worth it. It's a great musical. It really is. So go see it. I know it's in road companies everywhere. And the tourists line up, maybe because it's familiar, but there's a line outside that theater every single night. It's great. It's good theater. It really is. The songs are a little overwrought, but, I mean, I think it's great. In 1999, the last flight of the SR-71, and in 2009, the first lunar impact of the Centaur and La Crosse spacecrafts as part of NASA's Lunar Precursor Robotic Program. They're really talking about, 2022, I think it is, that they're talking about sending people to colonize the moon for a while. I don't know. I mean, NASA's really gotten a revival, and I think The Martian is probably going to help it. The movie just, pardon?
We have a caller on.
I do, because it doesn't tell me this. Could you tell me the person's name?
Linda in California.
Linda, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. I'm going to have to get this system fixed somehow. Linda, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi.
How are you today? I'm sorry I didn't see you earlier. My system that's supposed to tell me when you're there just isn't working these days. So Trevor has to whisper it in my shell pink ear. So welcome.
That's okay.
Sorry I kept you waiting.
So I'm calling about a family feud.
Okay.
And wondering if there's any way to put things back together.
Okay. Give me the particulars.
My mother-in-law got sick and came to live with us in May.
Okay.
And when we were in the hospital, we found out my husband has three other brothers. One has passed away and two are around, and she was living with one of them.
Okay.
When she got sick, she came up to live with us. She wanted to sell her house, move in with us.
Why wouldn't she stay with the brother she was already living with?
They're about 2 hours away, and no family really down there. All the rest of our family is in Santa Rosa.
So you have, there's more family where you are.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Grandchildren, her sons, great-grandchildren, friends.
Okay.
So she decided to move in with us, sell her house. And we said, okay. So we took her in. We had had her before for many operations to help her heal. But while she was in the hospital, my brother-in-law was acting really controlling. If we wanted information, we had to go through him, and there were arguments. We're thinking, what is going on? When my husband and I got married about 20 years ago, she did a trust for her sons, and my husband was the executor, and if anything happened to her, everything was being sold and split between the three sons.
Okay.
But as she got older, she got a little, she wasn't as sharp as she always was.
Okay.
And she had total faith in her sons, and apparently she grabbed my hand, said, I needed to talk to you. This is while she was in the hospital. Told me that about 8 years ago, her son she was living with came by with some other people and said, you need a new trust. If you want me to handle your money, I'm going to need you to sign over a power of attorney. And what happened was he got her to not only sign over financial power of attorney, but she signed a form that said he got everything and inherited the two sons. She found out by sneaking into his room about a year or two ago and found the papers that said this. She was really upset. She also had about $80,000 in the bank, but as soon as she had signed the papers, he decided to put them into CDs, and as the CDs came due, he took the money. So not only did he steal from her, but he disinherited his other two brothers.
Yeah.
And so we found out about it. She was furious. She was upset. She died being upset with her son, knowing he betrayed her. He stole her money.
Did anybody ever ask him about it while she was alive?
She did. She did. And she was so upset. And
did any other family member?
Pardon me?
Because as you know, as people get older, they sometimes are both forgetful and a little manipulative, in a combination of the two. So it might say one thing to one person and another to somebody else. So
that was not her. She was so in love with her three sons. And even the son that lives out of state, she always said, even though he doesn't talk to us, he's my son, he gets a third. There is no way she would have ever done it.
All right, let me put you on hold. We'll come back and find out what's going on today. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Linda, who has sort of an unhappy story. How old are the brothers? How old is your husband?
59.
And how old is the greedy brother?
I think he's about 4 years younger.
Okay. And what's the age of the other surviving brother?
He is maybe 2 years younger.
So 2 years younger than your husband, 2 years younger than Mr. Greed. Okay, so he's... Okay, and the brother who didn't survive was where's he in the lineup?
He was the oldest.
Okay.
He passed away at 23. He was the oldest.
Okay. And has any other family member, for example, has your husband ever said, hey, why'd you do this?
Oh, yeah.
And what did brother say? I was taking care of her, so I deserved it?
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Actually, we found out and didn't know this, and his mom didn't know this when she snuck into his room, found her bank book, and learned that in the 20 years he had lived with her, every time she needed something, he used her money. If it was a quart of milk, pay the gas bill. So we found out he had lived there for over 20 years. Never paid her a dime of rent, which she understood was her fault. But said, I bought Mom a treadmill. I bought Mom a new bed. I bought Mom this.
And it was, he used her money.
He paid for it all. He said he bought them and bought them out of her money. So this has been going on for a long time.
Does he have a job?
Yeah. He's a manager at a big store. Yeah, he makes good money. He also has three new cars and two houses and, yeah. So
okay.
He moved close. He happened to have a girlfriend where we live. He moved in with her. So we were all close here. And they had always had a kind of tough relationship, but we thought, good, our family's all together. You know, this will be great, include other people in our family. When this happened, my husband is so beside himself with feeling betrayed that he can't even look at him. He can't have a conversation with him. We didn't go to her memorial because he was going to be there. My husband was afraid he wouldn't be able to
restrain himself.
Exactly. So I don't know, and he's losing sleep. I don't know how to help him get past this a little bit
okay.
so that he can relax. I don't know how to get past the betrayal.
Fair enough. When did Mom actually die?
She died June 25th.
Okay, so we're talking about pretty recently.
Yeah, it went rather quickly.
All right, well, I mean, the good news is, all right, here's the approach I think I would take, because it really is somewhat unforgivable. I mean, he's a cheat. I mean, that's the problem. And I think that if you try to justify it to your husband, you're going to get nowhere, because it's really not justifiable. So what we're going to have to do is say we can hate the sin and love the sinner, because that's going to be the only approach that has any possibility. And I'm not convinced that it's going to work. But what I'm really looking to do at this moment, and I suspect you are, or I know that you are, is to, you know, I don't really care about Mr. Greed particularly, but I do care about the fact that this is tearing your husband up.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's the approach I would try. First of all, you got Christmas coming up, which is the time of year where literally people put down, warring nations put down weapons and for at least 24 hours try and remember that we're all together on this planet and that people do the damnedest things for the damnedest reasons, but still we don't have to all be damned. All right, so that's I would use this season, but you're probably going to need some lead up to it. So this was discovered in time, so that there were the shares equally divided among the three. Then,
well, the house actually just went up for sale today, so it's a legal battle now because she signed a new trust. They're fighting the new trust. She was so upset she wanted to do it, so we put everything back in her name, did it as, you know, split it three ways with the sons, and he's fighting it.
The Mr. Greed is fighting it.
Yeah. So, well, after this happened, my husband just said, you know what, for my mom, and he did, he put it aside. He stood there with his arm around his brother for a picture. It was totally phony, but he did it for his mom so she would...
Well, that's okay. You know, I think that...
Made her feel good.
Well, and I think that that's really the approach that I would take is, look, this is the Anna and the King of Siam School of Life, that you need to believe that either the courts will punish him. I don't know how much... You guys are going to spend a lot of money with lawyers and a lot of stomach acid. How much money is the house worth at this moment?
Oh, only about $200,000.
And split three ways is about $70,000 then. And legal fees, I don't know if she had life insurance to cover, inheritance or whatever. But by the time, I mean, and $70,000 is not nothing. But it's not millions either. And it sounds like your husband isn't opposing Mr. Greed. Mr. Greed is opposing your husband, right?
Exactly.
Okay. So here's the approach I would take is you don't have to love him. You don't have to forgive him. But it's probably worth it from your point of view to not keep this alive. And the way to let it go is just let him do what he needs to do and understand that some people are born without a moral compass. And there's not much we can do about it. To be grateful that you were, that you can sleep with yourself every night, that for 20 years, Mom didn't know it. For 20 years, you didn't know it, but every day of that 20, your brother knew it. And one of two things is true, that either he was truly born without a conscience, and it's kind of like being angry with somebody who can't, you know, who can't sing Happy Birthday well because they're tone deaf. I mean, you know, they're tone deaf. What are you supposed, you know, what are you supposed to do? And the fact that they don't realize it, mm-hmm. they're loud and they sing and they spoil other things. But, you know, they're tone deaf. What are you going to do? Or that he was born with a conscience and he knew damn well what he was doing. And he had to live with that every day and will have to live with it every day going forward. So either way, either he's being punished because he has a conscience, or he was born without a conscience, at which point it's really hard, and using the tone deaf or some other metaphor may help. You really can't hold somebody responsible for what they don't have, for what they don't know, for what they have no way of comprehending. So you don't have to like him. You don't have to trust him. But how much is it worth of your stomach acid, of sleepless nights for you, to be angry with him? You can pity him. But
and that's what, it. We have these conversations, and I tell my husband, you know, you just have to let it go. It is what it is.
Well, but he doesn't have to let it go. He has to think about it. See, letting it go is like saying, don't think about elephants. You know, that's the only thing you can do. But saying, here's a different way of thinking about it, that either he has a conscience, at which point he knew about this for 20 years, and on some point it clearly bedeviled him, and whatever his greed was overcame his conscience. But he'll pay for it the rest of his life. He'll always know what he did, even though we don't. And he can justify it any way he wants, but deep down he knows. Or he has no conscience. And if he has no conscience, how can you hold him responsible for doing the right thing when he doesn't know what the right thing is? So either way, it's not that you don't have to admire him. You don't have to like him. You don't have to trust him. But to hate him is a waste of time and energy. And that's what that, and it's not he that's paying for it, it's you that's paying for it. So whatever the problem is, that you're making it your problem where it's really not. Either he will, that the universe will punish him and his conscience will punish, well, three ways. Either his conscience will punish him if he has one. If he has no conscience, you know, how can you hold somebody responsible for something they were born without, a moral lapse? I mean, he doesn't have it. He doesn't know. And my guess is that if your brother thinks about it, he cheated on exams when he was growing up. He stole from other kids. He may have stolen from your brother. He was a liar. I mean, these things don't come out of nowhere. That there's,
you know,
my guess is,
there's been inklings over the years of,
yeah.
What kind of person are you?
Well, but that's really the issue.
It hurt me so badly to see my husband suffer. Just going,
well, but Linda,
why would you do
Linda,
this?
Linda, that's exactly my point.
Yeah.
That there are only two options here. Either he's a bad guy and he knows it.
Yeah.
At which point, that's his own punishment. He has to. For 20 years, you guys thought he was okay. He knew every day of that he wasn't. And mm-hmm. if he has a conscience. If he doesn't have a conscience, how can you hold somebody who doesn't have a conscience responsible for knowing the difference between right and wrong? They don't, because they don't have that ability. And for whatever reason, they don't. So if he doesn't have it, as I said, it's like blaming somebody for singing off key when they're mm-hmm. born tone deaf. How can you hold them responsible? They don't know the difference. He doesn't know the difference. And he can justify it till the cows come home. And I guess the third is to believe that it's not up to your husband to punish him, it's up to the universe. That, in fact, the universe will either punish him because, and he'll punish himself because he has a conscience, or more likely, he doesn't. For whatever reason, for whatever genetic or environmental or personality structure, he cannot differentiate between right and wrong, and has never been able to. And if you help your husband through this, he can probably go back to the fact that he stole things, or he lied, or he cheated on exams, or he stole from his brothers. Or this is not a new phenomenon. This is a life experience. Let me put you on hold for one more minute, because I have the feeling you're not convinced. But that's the only way you're going to convince him, for your husband to just let it go. Okay? Because letting it go without that explanation won't work. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
I've been talking with you about ProPure, and I must admit to you, I live in an area that's got pretty good water. And as long as it comes right out of the refrigerator, it tastes fine. If it's been sitting around for a while, there's kind of funny taste to it. Well, with ProPure, even at room temperature, there's no funny taste because there are no chemicals left in it, including fluoride. And in addition, I can put in the little cartridge whatever flavor I want, like I can put in cucumbers if I want to be refreshed. Right now I've got lemon lime in. And what I'll do during the program is just fill up a bottle with ProPure. and it tastes delicious. I don't have to feel guilty about the environment. It's cheap. It's much cheaper than buying a dollar, buck and a half, $2 for some flavored water. And I can change it from day to day. In fact, I feel so positive about it. I'm getting one for the guys. So they'll have one during my program as well, because keeping them happy is really important. So all you have to do is go to drjoy.com and click on the banner and see if ProPure doesn't make a lot of sense for you. It's economical. It takes care of the environment. It tastes yummy. It's good for you. Yay, ProPure.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Linda, who's got basically, let's face it, a somewhat unforgivable situation from her brother-in-law that her husband is having a hard time getting past, in that basically stole from mom and also tried to change, understand that she had to sign something, presumably, so whatever else is true, that that she at some point signed it, and she may not have paid much attention, and she may have had a change of heart or whatever, but she is, and she's gone now, so it's not that she's complicit per se, but, I watch with my mom and watch sort of the different kinds of things that she'll say to one sib as opposed to another. And so part of it is just, I think, getting older. Part of it is being forgetful. Part of it of wanting you know, I think there's even a part of people as they get older to do a little bit of pot stirring and whatever. So the point being that you forgive somebody, it's not even about forgiving. It's just about getting beyond. And you don't really do it for their sake. You do it for your own. Because who needs to be caught up in all this sturm und drang? Just view them as kind of, an idiotic third cousin twice removed that has a lack of a moral compass. Because otherwise, it's going to bother your... And your husband doesn't have to like him. I think to not go to mom's memorial services... I mean, who really suffered from that? It wasn't Mr. Greed. It was your husband. And the reason to get beyond this is not for crummy brother. It's so your husband doesn't have to be bedeviled by him. Doesn't have to spend any time thinking about him.
Right. That's why I called you. It's just making him crazy. So I think if he thinks about what you said about think about his life and what he's been like, he was for whatever reason. From the other sons born differently and has...
He was. Look, if he was born with one leg shorter than the other, so he limped his whole life, your brother-in-law has got a moral limp.
Uh-huh.
And if he was born with one leg shorter than the other, you wouldn't expect him to be able to run races. You wouldn't expect him to necessarily be able to kick footballs. And he may be a pain in the neck because he wanted to go trick-or-treating with you every year. But you presumably wouldn't hate him because...
See that, you would know from the beginning that he was like that. This just all came at once. I mean, there were...
Well, but see, so wait. I would argue that that's not true. That they've known from the beginning. This doesn't come out of nowhere.
About it now, like you said, you're right. If you think back, but what caused the problem was getting hit with all this all at once.
Yeah, but see, I would argue that look, it's kind of like one of my theories of life is that on a date, everybody will tell you everything you need to know in the first 20 minutes. You just pay no attention, and I would argue, that. That the brothers just didn't look. That Mr. Greed was always charming, but things were always disappearing around him. He always had money that nobody could, that he couldn't explain. That either he did better, he wasn't studying and did well on exams. There have been signs all along. Nobody paid any attention to it. And look, one of the reasons, let's be honest with one another, one of the reasons nobody looked really carefully at where the money was coming from was because for 20 years, nobody had to worry about mom because mom was being taken care of. And Mr. Greedy, even though, I mean, I think changing a will is not okay, and duping an older person is not okay. But from his point of view, he took care of mom for 20 years. And she wasn't paying any rent, so he wasn't being compensated. And the way that he rationalized this, again, it's one thing to take money out of her account when she was living there to buy her things for herself. Changing a will is a whole different story. But the point is, he rationalized it by saying, look, the other two brothers didn't have to have their lives disrupted. They didn't have to take her to exams. They didn't have to take her to the dentist. They didn't have to deal with her when she forgot stuff. I took care of her. And if they had to pay someone to be a caretaker, they would have had to pay more. So he justified. And again, I can understand him buying her clothing out of her money. Changing the will is a whole different ballgame. But from his point of view, it's justifiable. But, I mean, and then the reason nobody looked very carefully is because it was in everybody's best interest for him to take care of mom.
You know, she really didn't need taking care of until she just got sick now. And when she did get sick in the past, she came and stayed with us. So,
well, but she lived... Wait. Having somebody live with you for 20 years, she may have been capable, but she, you're living with your husband, right? There are days where you want to strangle him.
Well, yeah.
And you have sex to kind of presumably smooth that over, and you have kids presumably to sort of distract you. Taking care of being a caretaker for somebody, even if they don't really need much care, having someone living with you, a roommate. I spent half my life negotiating people with roommates. They just, this person didn't pay the rent on time, or they, they're sloppy, or they have their girlfriend over. So understand that he served, that Mr. Greedy Brother, which, again, I think you have to divide it into two categories. The one is the taking care of her for 20 years and feeling that he deserves some compensation for that. That I get. Changing a will, not okay, and cutting everybody out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But none of this is really the relevant issue. The point is, it's all done. that your right. brother can go to court and spend a lot of time and a lot of money trying to get, and I think probably what's going to happen is any judge in his right mind is going to call for mediation and have all of the three of you sit down and see if you can't figure out some solution so it doesn't all go to the lawyers and this doesn't go on for 12 years. But the real issue is that your husband, if your husband views his brother as morally bankrupt,
mm-hmm.
then you don't hate somebody who's morally bankrupt. You stay away from them. You don't give them money. You don't trust them. And you don't have to like them, but you don't hate them. Because that's like, you know, hating somebody for not having a full head of hair. What does that mean? It doesn't mean,
yeah.
I mean, it's silly. And I think that's the point, is that your brother is, your husband is keeping your brother, his brother, as a vibrant, negative, toxic part of his life. That's his choice. Can't do anything about the past. Can't do anything about the bankruptcy, the moral bankruptcy. Your husband's only choice at this moment is how much he wants to make that toxicity a part of his everyday life. And I would choose not to do it just because brother doesn't care. It's your husband who's paying the price for it. And it's a very
yeah.
high price. And it's going to continue.
Brother's sleeping just fine, I'm sure.
Well, who knows? Who cares? But it's not the issue. The issue is, okay, you know, how much more do you want him to be part of your life?
Yeah, no, he doesn't.
Then let it go.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way to make it not a part of his life. Because otherwise, and brother, to a certain extent, I'm not sure it's about winning and losing, but if it is, then he loses. Then your husband loses. And what's the point?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Sherry, you can play this as a podcast for him, so you don't have to be the bad guy.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.